The official census count for people living in Alaska is 733,391. That's 1.3 people per square mile, and the least dense of all 50 states. Alaska gained a little over 23,000 folks in the last 10 years. We still have only enough people to warrant one congressional district. There are five other states that also have small populations and also only get one congressperson. But as of this count, Alaska has more people than the states Wyoming and Vermont, and more than the District of Columbia. At Monday's national release announcement, Michael Cook of the Census Bureau's Public Information Office says regional totals are not being released until August.
The set of data that we've released today is only down to the state level as far as the geography is considered, but there will be more to come and more details to follow as we continue to disseminate the results of the 2020 census.
It won't be until then to examine which parts of Alaska gained or lost population, or more details like age, sex, and race. David Howell is Alaska's state demographer. He uses databases that track birth, death, and migration trends to figure out how many people live in Alaska.
Our estimate for 2020 was 728,903, so like right at 729,000 basically. So a little bit higher than ours, about 4,500 higher.
That's half of 1%. He says he's happy that his research and the census numbers are so close.
Always would like to be closer, so we're looking forward to seeing the more detailed data so we can see where is this population that we might have missed. Are they in group quarters? Are they in the Matsu? Are they in Western Alaska? When we get a little bit more detail in the data, we can dive into this a little bit more.
The 2020 census was greatly challenged by the pandemic. At Monday's release announcement, Dr. Ron Jarman, the Census Bureau's acting director, recalled that the nationwide count started in Alaska.
The count began in January of 2020 in the small Alaskan village of Tuksuk Bay. On March 12th, invitations to respond to the census began to arrive in mailboxes across the country. Less than a week later, states across the nation began to impose stay-at-home orders. Immediately, we knew we needed to adapt.
The census postponed the door-to-door follow-up for months. In Alaska, broadcast advertising and social media asked people to fill out their census forms. Census officials say in spite of these setbacks, they think the count is accurate to within 1%. When regional totals are released later this fall, the state's five-person redistricting board can begin to look at Alaska's 40 legislative districts to see how they might be redrawn based on population shifts. The total U.S. population, by the way, is 334,735,155. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.